From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is calling for an investigation into an airstrike on a school in Syria Wednesday that killed more than 20 people, most of them children. Jan Eglin is a special advisor to the United Nations Special Envoy for Syria.
So the war is getting worse. It's getting more ruthless, and it's affecting more and more the children and the civilians.
Observers say war planes carried out 6 strikes Wednesday on a village in rebel-held Idlib. They blamed either the Syrian or Russian governments for the attacks. As government-aligned forces move to retake the Iraqi city of Mosul from the Islamic State group, witnesses are reporting abuse of civilians. They are reporting that Islamic State fighters are taking civilians from outlying villages and using them as human shields. China's Communist Party has elevated President Xi Jinping's status to core leader, putting him on par with former Chinese leaders Mao Zedong and Deng Xiaoping. A lengthy communique released following a 4-day Communist Party meeting in Beijing called on all members to unite around the party leadership, with quoting now Comrade Xi Jinping as the core. It stressed the importance of collective leadership, saying the system must always be followed and should not be violated by any organization or individual under any circumstance or for any reason. Final demolition work began at the Jungle Refugee Center in Calais, France, Thursday morning, after authorities declared the camp empty. Workers used large construction equipment and machines to rip down the makeshift shelters, some of which had been badly burned by refugees setting fires Wednesday. This is VOA News. India has expelled a staffer from the Pakistani High Commission in New Delhi, accusing him of running a spy racket. The Indian government alleges Mehmood Akhtar got a hold of sensitive information concerning Indian security operations. Vikas Swarup is an Indian Foreign Ministry spokesman.
Following the intelligence inputs for the last 6 months relating to espionage on vital installations of army and paramilitary forces, Mr. Mehmood Akhtar was intercepted by Delhi police in the forenoon of yesterday while he was receiving sensitive documents pertaining to national security of India from 2 persons.
The Pakistani government rejected the allegations, saying the man had been detained on what was called false and unsubstantiated charges. Federal prosecutors have charged 61 defendants in connection with a scam in which suspects posing as federal tax and immigration authorities allegedly bilked 15,000 people out of more than $300 million. Officials with the U.S. Justice Department said the defendants were involved with an Indian-based call center that managed 5 operations located primarily in the U.S. and India. Here is Assistant Attorney General Leslie Caldwell.
More than 15,000 victims, including many new immigrants to the United States and the elderly, were targeted by a complex fraud scheme involving a network of call centers originating in India. This transnational criminal ring targeted victims in the United States.
Callers would pretend to be Internal Revenue Service or federal immigration agents and would threaten arrest, deportation, or other punishment unless money was paid to resolve the phony issues. Ethiopian troops have been fighting al-Shabaab militants in Somalia, have vacated a series of military bases. That is sparking fears of a militant resurgence and a possible setback for African Union efforts to stabilize the country. On Wednesday, Ethiopian troops vacated their post in Tiegle. It is the 3rd town the Ethiopian National Defense Forces have vacated this month. A man was shot and killed outside the U.S. Embassy in Nairobi after attempting to attack a paramilitary guard Thursday. A police official says the man attacked the police officer with a knife. The officer then shot his attacker. Pakistan has banned all political gatherings, rallies, and protests in Islamabad for 2 months. The government is trying to discourage a scheduled opposition march next week aimed at Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif. Sharif is facing increasing public pressure after members of his family were listed as having offshore bank accounts in the leaked Panama Papers. Sharif has defended his financial record. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.